now, the rest of the story. If only it had even by the furthest stretch of the imagination, if only it had been considered great art, then perhaps it would not have aroused such righteous wrath. And yet, examined by even the most sympathetic eyes, it can be described only as a drawing. Clever, a competent illustration, yes, but my goodness, no greatness about it. So how come it created a scandal? What was so sinister about the picture? Well, before you decide, I want you to hear the rest of the story. In 1840, the temperance movement was a powerful force in British society. Tens of thousands contributed money to more than 100 anti-drinking organizations. The most influential church leaders supported such groups. Among the enthusiastic patrons was Queen Victoria herself. Now, the picture I was telling you about, it was sketched by an artist named John Calcott Horsley in the year 1843. The picture was divided into three sections, the most prominent of which depicted a large family dining together, but not merely dining, they were drinking. Now, it's clear that the beverage in the illustration is alcoholic, if only by the shape of the glasses. The intolerable excess is displayed in the foreground. A very young child is drinking also. Overwhelmed by the consequent avalanche of protests, artist Horsley turned Fink. The drawing, he insisted, was not his idea. Not exclusively, at any rate. Horsley had been put up to it, he said, by somebody else, by a man named Henry Cole, Sir Henry Cole. That was an outrageous suggestion, especially considering that Sir Henry was an intimate friend of none other than Prince Albert. But what do you know? Sir Henry Cole confessed. He had indeed commissioned John Horsley to illustrate the scene, and he didn't care who knew about it. In fact, he was proud of it. But temperance advocates remained adamant. Through this drawing, Horsley and Cole were promoting drunkenness, and the fact that it was now actually being copied and circulated made matters all the worse. True enough, approximately 1,000 reproductions of that picture had found their way into various hands through various means. The fact that two other scenes in the same sketch depicted clothing the naked and feeding the hungry, that was insufficient to still the wagging tongues. It was that one prominent scene which counted most to the moralists, the drawing of a Victorian family, three generations, sitting at the same festive table, glasses raised in a toast, apparently to the viewer, a toast to the recipient of the illustration, which Sir Henry Cole had commissioned for reproduction because he'd been unable to keep up with his correspondence that holiday season. I said because he, Sir Henry, had been unable to keep up with his correspondence that holiday season. Therefore, on that same sketch, this simple message was inscribed, "A Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to you." That's right. The mass-reproduced pasteboard illustration which created all the fuss was the world's first Christmas card. Now you know the rest of the story.